God bless you. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday morning. We thank God for us coming together for this midweek power nugget to hear what the Lord would have to say to us through His Word. If you ever want to know what the Lord is saying about your life, the Word of God will speak to it. There is nothing that the Word of God cannot advise us in. There is nothing that the Word of God cannot give us insight about as it relates to our lives. That is the premise of the Word, to be a lamp to our feet, to be a light to our path. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we love you today. We give you honor and we give you glory for just another day in this life. God, there are many that laid their head down last night, and if you were to call them right now, they would not be able to answer because their name was written in a book that had an appointment that they could not cancel. Your word declares, O God, that each and every one of our days are already numbered. There's no way for us to add to it, and there's really no way for us personally to take away from it. So you tell us to count, to number our days. So God, as we are still here, as we are still among the land of the living, as we still have breath in our body, as we still have cognitive skills to be able to think, we want to be able to say thank you today. Thank you, God, for sparing us for another Wednesday morning. Thank you, God, for sparing us through last night's sleeping, keeping us safe, keeping our household protected. God, as we come together this morning to be able to listen to your word, God, I pray that you will help us to shake the sleep off. God, that we would shake off the sleep cobwebs of our mind to be able to tune in to hear you. God, I thank you for your people. They counted it not robbery, God, to dial in and to hear what you have to say. Bless them as they listen. God, speak to them that they might be changed by your word. We love you and we adore you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray and ask it all. Amen and amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in on this morning to hear what the Lord had to say. You could have been doing anything else on this morning. And when I say anything else, you could have been getting ready for work. You could have been sleeping. You could have just been resting in your bed and said, I'm not dialing in. But I'm grateful that the Lord prompted you today. And I believe that there is a word from the Lord. On this morning, we're going to the Gospel of Luke, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 18th chapter. We're going to start at the 18th verse. It is a familiar passage to the Bible reader. And I pray that if it's your first time or your 500th time, that the reading of the word in your hearing will bless your life. Again, Luke, the 18th chapter, starting at the 18th verse, I am going to read from the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation. And the subtitle of this passage is The Rich Man. It reads as follows. Once a religious leader asked Jesus this question. Good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus asked him. Only God is truly good. But to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not commit adultery. You must not murder. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely. You honor your father and mother. The man replied, I've obeyed all these commandments since I was young. When Jesus heard his answer, he said, there is still one thing you haven't done. Sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. But when the man heard this, he became very sad, for he was very rich. When Jesus saw this, he said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard this said, "Then who in the world can be saved?" He replied, "What is impossible for people is possible with God." Peter said, "We've left our homes to follow you." "Yes," Jesus replied, "and I assure you that everyone who has given up house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will be repaid many times over in this life and will have eternal life in the world to come." And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I want to ask you a simple question. What are you not willing to give up in order to gain? What are you not willing to give up in order to gain? You all, as we are preparing for the end of the year, we are preparing for the giving of Christmas gifts as well as the receiving of Christmas gifts. Let's just be honest. We can say, "Oh no, no one has to give me anything." But if you really think about it, do you want to give away a whole lot of stuff and not receive anything? Maybe that's not your testimony, but maybe you are planning as we go into 2025 to make some purchases, to make some changes, to get rid of some things so that you have room for more things. I don't know if anyone in this life, even in terms of a minimalist, one who doesn't like to have a lot of things, but they want to have some things. I don't know of a lot of people that go around with a quest to have absolutely nothing. Unfortunately, those that even live without a roof, maybe they live in their car, maybe that's their roof. You'll find them with their possessions, those things that they love in their car with them. Even some people who have absolutely no roof at all, you see them on the street with those things that are the most precious to them in a bag or in a cart. Everybody has something. Even if your something is one something, they have something that means something to them. And my question today is specifically, if you had to give up to give, to gain, if you had to give up to gain, what are you not willing to part with? What are you not willing to part with in your life in order to gain something more, something better, something richer? That is the plight of the leader, of the young ruler in the Old Testament times in Luke 18. He came to Jesus and asked, what do I have to do to gain this life after life that you are teaching about? And so Jesus said, you've heard. You know the commandments, those that were given in the law. You've heard those: to not commit adultery, to not murder, to not steal, to not bear false witness. That's what testify falsely means. To honor your parents. The man was feeling good about it, and he said, "I've obeyed all these commandments since I was young." And isn't it interesting, you all, that he puts all of these laws, the obedience to the laws, over his desire to have possessions, to have things. Jesus didn't doubt this man's obedience to the law, but based on perhaps his presence, based on his presentation, there was something outside of what he said in terms of his obedience. And since God knows all things, he knew that there was something else. There was something else you had not done, and it was sell all your possessions, those things that you love, give that money to the poor. And if you give up your treasure on earth, you'll have treasure in heaven. That's basically the premise of what Jesus said to him. And the scripture said that he became very sad, for he was very rich. He didn't mind being obedient to the commandments because it didn't cost him anything. Hear me today. But he wasn't willing to part with his prized possessions. And many of us, when we came to walk with the Lord, we didn't mind until it cost us something. Until it cost us our relationships with those friends that don't line up with where God is taking us or he desires to take us. Until it cost us our habits, because our habits didn't line up with the word of God. Our plans, when it cost us our plans, the plans that we didn't lay before the Lord, but it's what we really want to do. Our standing within the community or our peer group, because perhaps the way we got where we were didn't honor God, and God said, let it go. You all, there could be so many things, so many ways that God is saying, I want you to give this up and understand what you'll be gaining in the long run. It's what's going to last you through eternity. But this man, just like us, we get sad. Now, the scripture doesn't tell us what happens to this man, whether he truly goes and sells his possessions, whether he truly gains eternal life, whether he comes back and follows Jesus. But Jesus did see the countenance of the man and how it had fallen. And so he gave this bit of a picture of a camel going through the eye of a needle. And so he uses this allegory to stress how difficult it is for the rich to enter heaven, because for the rich, their possessions are heaven. Are y'all hearing me? But it does not mean that the rich or us or anyone else that's holding on to what they feel is important cannot be saved. Because the people that were around Jesus said, then who in the world can be saved? And Jesus responded, but what I want to leave you with today, what is impossible for people is possible with God. It might seem as if giving up what we already have is an impossibility. There's no way for me to do that. Give up my house? Peter said, we left our homes to follow you. Jesus said, I know. And anyone who has done that, given up house, a wife, brother, parent, family, for the sake of the kingdom, may experience a type of loss here on earth, but it cannot be compared to the gain that you get on the other side. My brothers and my sisters, I want you to think about that as we close out. What are you not willing to give up in order to gain? And my prayer is that for these last 11 days of the year, that you shed off what's keeping you from truly following Jesus and prepare yourself for the gains that God has for you, not just on the other side, not just after this life, but what you will gain in this life. And yes, you can do it, because what's impossible for us is possible with God. What are you not willing to give up in order to gain? I pray that you make the right decision. Let's pray. Gracious God and our Lord God, we love you today. God, thank you for reminding us that what we have cannot be compared to what you have for us. Help us, God, to see what's keeping us away from truly worshiping, following, living for you, and to make the decision today to shed it so that we may live with you and gain what you have for us. Bless us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.